Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, everyone, peace. Welcome to the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And we're starting another Tuesday, man. I'm blessed. I'm back. Last week we had an awesome show. Last week I talked a little too much, and I think this week we're just going to play a little more music and, you know, just kind of just keep it chill. What I am going to start with is last week's request by a gentleman that this is a song that he wanted to hear. So I'm going to play some Blackstreet, Don't Leave Me, Girl. Whatever it means to you, this song goes out to you.
What we going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
Love, baby. Your problem, baby, and I got mine. Let's just fix it all by putting it together, yeah. If you say you love me, it don't mean nothing. If you care, you'd be there like you used to be, yeah. I'm searching for the words to make you realize that I really, really want you.
Position
You're listening to www.lushradioonline.com with your sexy host, Emma E2K, and this is the night, the Queen's Lounge, man. Welcome. Welcome one, welcome all. I see the phone line. I see you guys on air. My Facebook is on deck. My Twitter is on deck. Love it. Feeling the love tonight. And I needed it. It's been a rough week. It's been a real rough week. And, you know, I just needed the love. And I'm feeling it in the lounge. Ooh, let me just lay back and absorb all this love that I'm getting. And try to experience the technical difficulties that I'm going through over here on the board. For some reason, Lush is not helping me out today. But, yeah, she is hitting the books. And, you know, I respect the queen for reaching that higher learning education. That's very important. So give me a minute. I'm experiencing technical difficulties. But I, in the meantime, I can share the topic. And tonight's topic is about letting go grudges. And a lot of people are laughing. And some of it is some inside jokes. But, yeah, letting go of grudges. Yesterday I was speaking to a real respectable friend of mine, and where he pointed out that I should really not be having no grudges against people. Because when you have a grudge or animosity or negative feelings to somebody, really you're causing the harm in yourself, you know, because to be able to think negatively about anyone takes a lot of energy, you know. And I choose to spend my energy in a more positive way, you know. And how can I, you know, let my queens know, support my sisterhood, and tell them to let go of grudges, and then I go around and I can do the same. So they say, you know, you got to walk the walk. So I'm walking it. I'm walking it. I'm releasing. I'm trying to apologize to anyone that I've offended or, you know, that I remotely thought I offended. You know, sometimes we say things and we offend people and we don't really realize it. So I want to check myself tonight, you know, at the lounge. Even the queen can be able to, you know, recognize when she's wrong. I don't specifically know what I'm doing wrong, but sometimes you have to, you know, just kind of be the bigger person and just step up and apologize. We're not perfect. I surely am far from it. But I'm on my walk, man. I'm just trying to walk my walk and just trying to do it proudly, trying to wear the crown correctly, and trying to make as many people as part of me. But I must first and foremost have self-love and be proud of myself, and that I am tonight. I'm very proud of myself, so now I can receive everything else that you guys are bringing, and I'm loving it. I see you on the Twitter. Follow me on the Twitter, Emma E2K. I see ya. Also follow E2K Enterprise and follow Lush Radio Online, and then we will have you follow everyone else that follows us. Make sure you check us out on the Facebook. I'm on the Facebook, Emma E2K. We have Lush Radio Online. Check out our group pages. Our group pages. Check out E2K Enterprise networking page, and you know we do a lot of networking up there. So those that want to get your music heard, interviews, all that stuff, you know, get up on there. A big, big shout-out to all the affiliates for the International Hip Hop Parade for next year. Shout-out to y'all. Shout-out to everybody that's participating and making that happen next year. So I'll be back with some music. You're checking out LushRadioOnline.com.
Boy. You got me on gold. Don't ever let me go. Say you're real out of your
Radioonline.com with your sexy host, Emma E2K, and you're in the Queen's Lounge, man. You're in the Queen's Lounge. And today's topic is, holding grudges, letting go of grudges, rather, you know, and the good feeling it is once you really let all that go, man. Sometimes we harbor stuff that we got no business really harboring. We just got to be able to release, accept peace and happiness in our lives. And the rest will work itself out, truly, you know, take my word for it. Shout out to my queens. We're having a seminar, a women's seminar in the Bronx, June 30th. And that's at Mimosa's Lounge, June 30th. Make sure you go on to Facebook, check out the event page for further information, or contact me, emmae2k@gmail.com. Also, I need some drops. I need some drops for the Queen's Lounge show. So get at me with some drops. You can send those drops to lushradioonline@gmail.com. lushradioonline@gmail.com. Make sure you send the drops to the Queen's show. And, don't forget, when you're doing the drops for me, you know how I like them. Add the sexy word in it, you know, add the queen in it, add, you know, all the positive stuff in it, because I'm only trying to be affiliated with positive stuff, you know. It's all love. It's all peace. And, you know, that we do. Lush Radio Online.
You let me, here's what I'll do.
Lounge on LushRadioOnline.com. That's what you're listening to right now. Thanks for those tuning in. I see everybody on the check-in. I want to give a big, big shout-out to my whole Watson family on deck. I appreciate the love. I'm not going to shout nobody out. But I see everybody's on deck, and I appreciate that. Facebook, I am, is buzzing. And so is the phone lines. Again, I appreciate it. Remember, I never put nobody on blast. So if you just want to call in and listen, it's all good. I love to talk, and I love when I'm being listened to. So I welcome one and all. It's all good, baby. You know, you're in the Queen's Lounge.
Game done.
Host Emma E2K here at the Queen's Lounge, and you're listening to www.lushradioonline.com. Welcome, one and all. I see all the phone lines. Again, I'm going to let you know that you can always listen. I do go to the call. If you don't want to speak, that's fine. You get the 1, 2, 3 pause, and then you can just stay listening to the show, and I continue to the next caller. No problem. It's fine. Okay? So don't get discouraged. Tell a friend to call in at the Queen's Lounge, man. I love to be listened to, you know? Don't worry about it, man. This is how we do every Tuesday from 10 to 11. I'm at the Queen's Lounge. Let's radio online, baby, man. www.lushradioonline.com with your sexy host, MA2K, and we're on the Queen's Lounge, and this is how it goes down every Tuesday from 10 to 11. I see my phone's line, and I believe that this is one of my main queens on the line. I know she don't want to call, but she does, but she loves me. 646, you're on with MA2K.
You know, I hate to be on the radio. I'm going to kill you.
I know.
Hello.
Welcome to the Queen's Lounge, man. Take a seat, sit on the sofa, grab a Moscato, you know, and that's how we do it. Playing the feel good music, just feeling good. And like always, you know, I got to throw in always a little topic. I'm not going to keep you long because I know you don't like it, and I appreciate you calling. But first of all, you know, I'm on the line with the president of the Murder Mommies MC, which is a motorcycle club, in case those that don't know. JC La Famosa, she's on the line, and I'm just one of my BFFs, and, you know, we hold down 30+. So the topic for today I'm talking about, because it's something that I've been going through all week, is letting go of grudges. You know, that we harm ourselves more when we hold on to grudges. We're really doing ourselves the harm. So I decided, like, just to start just saying even sorry, because sometimes we say things and, you know, we kind of offend people, not deliberately, but people kind of hold on to that. And when there's no communication, you got all type of bad wishes on you and you didn't even realize it. So what do you think about that, like holding grudges? Is it good? Should you let it go? Give me just, you know, just a quick something on that.
Well, there was a point where I used to be like that. I used to hold the grudge. But, I mean, life is so short, Emma, and if the person is not on your level, they're not going to go ahead and see things the way you see it. So you're going to have to, like, really see what type of mental they are. So either you can forgive them and move on, or put them in their place and move on and know that that's not your friend anymore. Once you make peace with the situation, you can't, you know, you don't have responsibility of how the other person is going to react to you. You could only handle it as best as you know how to. You understand?
Right. You're responsible only. Yeah, you're only responsible for your part.
Right. And if you know that you do your best in trying to fix the situation or rectify it, and they want to keep on, you just keep it moving. Keep it moving. Because there's sometimes people, misery loves company. So they're going to want to keep the situation going to keep you there. But once you feel that you've done what you have to do in the situation, you move on, you know.
Good advice. Yeah, definitely. So that's good advice. You know, grudges, they're just no good, man. They just eat you all up inside. And at the end of the day, you always got to, you know, love yourself more. Just you love yourself a little more. I always tell everybody self-love, man. That's where it starts. I mean, I tell that to my queen. But I just, in general, you know, even for the gentlemen, because if you don't love yourself and you get into a relationship with a woman, guess what? You can't offer her no love. If you don't have no love for yourself, there's no way that's not happening, you know? So that's important for everyone. Thank you, Jay. I'm not going to keep you on the line long. I love you, though. You can say,
you know, we missed you at the parade.
I know,
we
but
you at the parade.
You still rep for me. I seen that. Yeah, I was repping. E2K was in the building as well. I love it.
Of course, you know, that.
Thank you. Salute, sis. Salute. Let me just go into the next caller. 813, you're on with Emma E2K and the Queen's Lounge. Peace. 813.
Good evening, Queen. How are you?
Good evening, good evening. Is this one of my queens?
Yes, it is. It's Yoli, La Taina. How are you?
Peace, peace. Yeah, man, I'm feeling a lot better by the moment. I kid you not. You know, love does wonders, man. Love
Amen.
Does wonders. So, the topic is grudges. I don't know if you heard JC touching on it a little bit, but
was that JC? Okay, I didn't recognize her voice, but I'm excited to be like on the air. Like, really? That's what's up. I was like, press one, press two, but anyway. Yeah, I did hear something about grudges.
Yes. How healthy or unhealthy is it to hold a grudge, or what do you think about holding grudges? My thought on it, really quickly, is that it damages you when you hold on to a grudge. But that's just my opinion, and I'm, you know, I want to listen to yours.
No, absolutely. You know, I have to agree with you. I think that holding a grudge against anyone consumes you to the point where, you know, eventually it makes you sick health-wise, mentally. It messes with you. It becomes an emotional thing where you can't even handle yourself and other situations in your life or people. It consumes you to the core, and it's really unhealthy, not just for you, but in relationships with other people. You can't build a good relationship with other people if you're holding grudges against other people from your past. I could speak to that personally. I mean, I had held a grudge before towards someone, and it wasn't healthy. You know, when I realized that I was hurting myself, that's when I let it go, and honestly felt like that was the best thing I ever did, was let it go. I felt like a ton of bricks was lifted off of me, and I realize now, you know, I can't control people. I can't change people's minds. I can't make people do things that I want, or things aren't always going to go in my favor. So you know what? When there's no meeting of the minds or meeting of emotions, you just got to keep it moving. I think that's what the last caller said. I think that was JC. You do have to keep it moving. You got to think about number one, and that's you. You know, you talk to the queens all the time about self-love, and I agree with that because that's empowering. We have to love ourselves. We have to let go. I think holding a grudge doesn't show much self-love, you know, for us, or even, you know, to ourselves, or even to anyone else. You know, if you hold a grudge with somebody, then, you know, somebody else in your life is going to be like, well, you know, if I piss her off, if I get her upset or whatever, I might have that issue too. And again, in plain, it's just consuming emotionally, and as far as time constraints too, it is, and it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. There's so many other people in the world that will love us and respect us. And you know what? If we have people in our lives that love us and respect us the way we need to be loved, we need to show them where the door is so they can exit and just keep going with our lives forward.
Absolutely. You know, what helped me this week, you know, dealing with that situation was that I told myself, wow, you know, I have to lead by example, you know. So
yes.
I just thought about, you know, you ladies telling me, like, hey, you know, so I was like, wow, mm-hmm. you know, so how can I, you know, motivate and not listen to, you know, to my own advice and to my own motivation, right? So that would be kind of hypocritical, and I never want to be hypocritical. I always want to stick to the truth and you know, let the truth right out. The truth is not a pretty thing ever, but it is what it is. And I'm always willing to face it, you know, head on. I prefer to deal with that. I really prefer to deal with that than consume myself with lies. But let me go into a little music. I still got other callers. Hang with me, Queen.
Awesome.
You know, we in the Queen's Lounge. Call in 347-826-7722. Lush Radio online, baby. And this is where we do it Tuesday night.
I gave my loving to was only a substitute. I've been out in these streets and not alert. Even though she's in my own, this ain't where my heart belongs. Check in the air, no love in here. Soon as I get through, I'm out of there. And it feels so bad, but it feels so good. Wishing I could care.
www.lushradioonline.com with your sexy host ME2K. My phone lines is looking beautiful, man. They're all lighting up, and I'm just receiving that as love. You know, the topic is grudge. I see you on the Facebook. I see you on the Twitter. Follow me, ME2K. Follow JC La Famosa. It's a she thing. T-H-A-N-G. Follow Jolly. Ooh, I'm going to have to go to the phone because I can't remember your Twitter. Jolly, give out your Twitter.
My Twitter is Dr. Calderon 130.
Dr. Calderon 130, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So make sure you follow my queen. I got another call on the line. Let me go to the line. 704. You're on with MA2K on the Queen's Lounge on LushRadioOnline.com. State your business.
Peace, Emma. What's up? This is Paper.
Peace. Paper. What's going on, babe?
Yeah, I seen the, you're going to be talking about grudges? Stuff like that?
Absolutely. What we're talking about is something that I went through. You know, my topics are always related to, you know, kind of my life or maybe someone else's, you know, at that point. But this week I've been battling with grudges. And a good friend of mine yesterday, you know, kind of sat me down and told me that I have to let go of those grudges. I can't keep holding on to grudges because I'm only hurting myself. And when I started doing that, I started kind of feeling lighter and kind of feeling a little more peace in my life. So I wanted to share that with my audience today and, you know, and with my queen. So you have the floor. I'm interested to know what you have to say on that.
Man, let me tell you something. Resentments, grudges, revenge, all those type of emotions I've struggled with my whole life, of course, and you know, they're just toxic emotions. You know, it's funny because my grandmother is dying in the hospital now, right? And, you know, the family, we have a lot of issues. And a lot of times we've been distant with each other because of resentment and holding grudges for things that happened years ago. And, you know, it gets to a point where it takes a toll on you. You know, it takes a toll on you emotionally. It takes a toll on us physically. There are toxic, you know, chemicals that are released, you know, when we're in a constant state of anger and resentment, you know. And it's sad because, you know, people pass away and, you know, there's a lot of things that were left unsaid. You know, there's a lot of things that was, you know, we wish we could hug them, you know. We wish we could have let the shit go and just spend a little more time with them, you know, as far as family goes, you know what I mean?
Right,
and that's
right.
What's happening now in the process that we're going through, you know, like my father feels guilty for not you know, in his words, being a better son, you know?
Right. No, I totally understand, and my prayers are definitely with your family. You know, I went through something similar when my dad passed away a year ago, and I dealt with that because my father wasn't in my life, you know? So at the end, a month prior of him, you know, being called to his essence, he called for me, and he needed my forgiveness in order for him to, you know, rest. And let me tell you, it was hard. I'm not going to lie. It was hard. Here is the man dying. Here I'm looking to a face that looks just like mine, but I'm holding such a big grudge against him for not being in my life that I'm wasting even these moments, you know. And it took a minute. It took a couple of, you know, people to shake me up. And they were like, you know, you would forgive a friend. You would forgive, you know, people that done you wrong. And you've forgiven men that played you out. And you wouldn't forgive your father, you know, that's half the reason why you're here. And that did something to me where I was like, wow, you know. And when I let go, when I, you know, I'm not going to lie, when I first said I forgive him, I really didn't mean it. I was still kind of like a little bitter, but when I started spending more and more time with him and getting to know him and continuing to look in his face that looked just like mine, you know, and understanding, you know, his path and his journey, you know, I'm glad to say that before he passed, we made amends, and I was daddy's little girl until his departure, you know. And even in that small, those small couple of days that I got to experience that, it was so uplifting, and I will continue to have that for the rest of my life. So it's sad that I did learn that lesson not too long ago, and then here I am again, you know, dealing with a friend, you know, dealing with grudges and just certain people that I don't like the way they move or whatever, but who am I to kind of criticize other people's walk? You know, everybody got to, you know, walk the way they walk and at their pace. And, you know, and
you know,
I'm kind of getting that now.
You know, it's deep because, number one, you know, I haven't spoken to my father in like 2 years because of resentment that I had, right? And my brother also, check that out. But, you know, it's funny, the thing that you post, right, I just want to say this for the record. Like, a lot of times you share your personal experiences, right? And we don't realize the impact that we have and the effect that we have on people, you know. And, you know, I read the story. I read your writings, and I read the posts that you've made, and I've seen the pictures of you and your dad. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it helped me to, you know, let go some of it. Because I'm not going to say I'm completely freed of those feelings, right? Because, you know, that's
right.
A process. But, you know, it allowed me to start reaching out to people. You know, give them a call. You know, hey, what's up? How you doing? And you know, it opens up a dialogue. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up. You know, we all have a story, you know? We all have a story that shaped and molded us, you know, and influenced, you know, the way we react and respond to life. And, you know, my grandmother, you know, reached out to me, and she had shared some stuff in her personal life growing up in Puerto Rico. And, you know, my grandfather took advantage of her. He was an older man, and she had 4 kids with him. And she told me her story, you know, and my father opened up a dialogue, and he shared his story. And when, you know, when you tap into that, you start to relate, you know, you start to understand, you know, why is it hard for some people to show affection to us? You know, I'm your child. You know what I mean? Well, how is it? And when you start to hear their story, some people just don't know how. You know, some people don't know how to reach out. Some people don't know how to, you know, show us that affection or that attention that we was looking for growing up, and we sought that attention outside somewhere. You know what I mean? But it's a deep subject, man. I'm glad you put it up.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm sorry I only have an hour, because I usually have 2, and we can really go in, but I think I'm going to continue this for next week. I think we're probably going to do grudges part two because I think it's important. It's definitely important for the healing process. It's important that we begin to really tap into that self-love that I talk about a lot because without you loving yourself, there's no way you can love anyone else, not your spouse, not your children, not your community. And, you know, and that's when everything starts going haywire. So thank you for calling. Stay on the line. I got like maybe 5 more minutes. I got some more music to play, and then I'll be back on the line. I appreciate everybody for calling. And, you know, this goes out to the Queens, man. Since this is the Queens Lounge, this goes out to the Queen, and rest in peace to Whitney Houston. To my queen, you know, I'm every woman, I'm every queen. You know, I follow the women's movement because I feel that you know, we definitely need a lot of support, you know. We're usually the multitaskers of the home, even though I know a lot of single men that hold their own and do it beautifully. But this is the Queen's Lounge, so, of course, I have to cater to my queen. Shout out to all the single women holding it down. Don't forget, we have the Queen's Women's Empowerment Seminar in the Bronx, June 30th. That's at Mimosa's Lounge from 3 to 7. And, gentlemen, pretty soon we're, you know, trying to do a seminar for the men. And, you know, Paper Mirrors, I have him on the line, and he will be one of the speakers for the men's seminar. Make sure you follow Paper Mirrors or go to his website, which is www.papermirrors.com, right? Yeah, papermirrors.com. Support him. He's definitely one of the kings and the gentlemen of the Queen's Lounge show. He supports E2K all day, and I support. Thank you, everybody, for calling in, for tuning in, for listening in, for all the love, and all those that hold those grudges, man. Let it go. Let it go. It's not yours to hold, you know. Send it into the universe. Give it to a higher power. Give it to God. You know, whatever it is that you believe in, whatever it is that brings you peace at night, whatever it is that allows you to put your head on that pillow and not think twice, you know, about it. You know, whatever that is, tap into that. Tap into that. Ask for forgiveness. Don't be too proud to say I'm sorry, you know. Again, I want to take this time to apologize to anybody that I've ever offended, whether I realized it or not, you know. I'm not perfect. Forgive me. I will continue my journey, and I hope that you guys, you know, come along. Don't forget every Tuesday, the Queen's Lounge, we're here, www.lushradioonline.com. Peace, everyone. Peace and blessings.